It's HBR, All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence, and excited to welcome a guest never had on the show myself, Kathy Griffin. She's got a new stand-up tour, My Life on the PTSD List, coming to the Hawaii Theater next week on October 18th. Let's get her on the line now. Kathy?
Yes, mahalo!
Aha, big mahalo to you. Thank you. You got the terminology down.
I listen to Brother Israel.
Wow.
I try to stay up on the culture, but everybody wants to be in Hawaii. You guys are literally called paradise day in and day out. And I plan to give the audience on October.
It's Hawaii Theater, October 18th. Yep, KathyGriffin.net. They can get the show and ticket info and learn just what an amazing, courageous, and very funny person you are.
God, you're so nice. And thank you for saying such nice things about me being courageous and what have you. It's been a hell of a few years, and that's why I call the show the Kathy Griffin My Life on the PTSD List Tour, because I actually talk about PTSD and all the ways that we can and I feel must be able to laugh at ourselves.
Very true, and I don't think people may realize you haven't done a tour like this in 6 years, and the name, not just a play on the TV series, but talk about lung cancer. And, I mean, how does a person, yeah. I guess the question is, how does a, and it's a serious one, but I'm sure there's a, you know, you can make light of it yourself. How does a person who does not smoke get that and then need the removal of half a lung?
Well, call it the luck of the Irish, but it was my first question. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Out of all the cancers, I get the one that usually people associate with smoking. I've never had a cigarette, never was a smoker. Okay, I'm going to tell you a story that you're going to think I'm making up, but I'm not. So first of all, I'm 63 years young, and I'm not saying this is the only reason, but you have to understand what a different time it was. When I was a little kid, we used to have this thing called the DDT truck, which was pesticides, and when it would come through our neighborhood, it had this white, billowy smoke, and all the parents would yell, "Hey, kids! The DDT truck is here," and we would run behind it and yell, and I quote, "It's like I'm dancing in a cloud."
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's right. So you asked me how I got it without smoking, and I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe thinking pesticides are a cloud was the start.
Right.
I mean, it could have been anything.
Wow, well, that kind of behavior, I mean, just hearing that is a, I guess that puts an answer to that question. But
it's like I'm in a cloud.
You know, the My Life on the PTSD List also has this other aspect, being investigated by the government and leaving you on the no-fly list, unable to work.
Okay, well, look, the thing that started my few bad years, which I promised to turn into comedy in Honolulu, is that it started with when I infamously took a picture of myself holding up a Halloween mask of Donald Trump and made it look all bloody with ketchup. It was like a Medusa and Perseus takeoff where the woman is holding his head. And I thought everybody would know that I was just kidding around. I purposely had like a very stoic look on my face and wore a high bow blue shirt. So anyway, I have had my run-ins with, how shall I say, the former administration. In other words, I hate that psycho Donald Trump. And so I felt like people weren't taking him seriously enough regarding what a fascist he is and how dangerous he actually turned out to be. And so I thought when I took this photo, I thought this thing will live on a gay blog for 2 days and it'll go away. Well, it was sold to TMZ, which used to be run by, but now stars a guy named Harvey Levin, who's a gay guy who's a Trumper, which I could never figure out. Harvey Levin and the White House actually coordinated. I filed a FOIA on this, a Freedom of Information Act, and they coordinated on how to take that photo and put it into a meme and send it everywhere from Moscow to North Korea to all of our adversaries. But it was my own countrymen that turned on me. And so Trump actually got two agencies within the Department of Justice. Now, remember, this is the feds, like the same people that went and got Diddy.
Right.
That was the people that I was dealing with. And I'm not putting myself in their class. But the great George Carlin and the great Jane Fonda and the great Lenny Bruce, even they were only hassled by local PD. I had the Department of Justice trying to gather information so they could actually charge me with the crime of conspiracy to assassinate the President of the United States, which holds a lifetime sentence. They put me on the no-fly list. I was in the middle of a 50-city tour at the time, and the following 25 cities that I'd not done got canceled within 72 hours because the Trump administration was able to convince so many Americans that I was a member of ISIS. I know. And I was a 57-year-old redhead that usually does jokes about the freaking Kardashians.
Right.
And now I'm on the no-fly list. I was on the Interpol list. And I was also on something called the Five Eyes list, which is the terror watch list. And so I went through something that, like it or not, is historic. And then after that, and I talked all about this in the show, and I make fun of every part of it,
right.
I became addicted to prescription pills. Now I'm in recovery. Then I got diagnosed with lung cancer, and I'm a one-and-a-half lung wonder. And now I'm going through a divorce at my age, which I can't believe. So if you have a single uncle, send him my way.
Yeah.
And I'm determined to make it all funny. So I get to be back on the road because the good thing is, as long as people buy tickets,
right.
And they're actually buying tickets in Honolulu, even the president who's pissed off at you can't stop you from making a living. So thank God I can tour for the first time in 6.5 years.
Oh, it's huge. And this is a person who's been a fixture in so many folks' lives at the with the New Year's thing with Anderson Cooper and in so many ways.
Oh, I got fired from that. I got canned.
10-year run, huh?
10 years I did that. When it started, it was 90 minutes. And by the time I got fired, it was already up to 4.5 hours. I loved that job. And you know what? They told me via the ticker. Like, nobody even called me, dude. I was just at home, and I'm looking at the ticker, and it's like, Kathy Griffin accused of terror, blah, 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 attempting to, and I'm just reading this like, wait, what? You're a news organization. It was such an insane time.
Coming back to the road, not to be too serious, just for a second. I mean, you're a very inspirational person to many people because of facing this stuff that you went through, especially the cancer. And returning, and you're welcome, and I mean it, and I'm sure that many people would insist that something like that gets said to you. But thinking about returning to the road and doing this stand-up bit.
Standing there, I don't have an opener. I write all my material, unlike some other people that have specials that are currently on television that are new, if I can be bitter. No, I love writing all my own stuff. I sometimes accidentally go over 2 hours, so I'm going to try to stay the 2 hours in Honolulu because I know you guys have lives, but I get excited and there's a feedback that happens with the audience. And I don't mean like I go up to them and bother them and go, where are you from? Are you from Queens? I'm from Normal Parents. Like, I feel like my audience should just be able to relax. I know crowd work is a big thing, but I'm not playing clubs. I'm playing theaters. And so I want people to feel like, okay, whatever's going on in my life, I can trust my good pal Kathy, and I want them to feel like I'm their best friend or their funniest relative in the living room, and it's personal, and the show has a couple serious moments, but then I dig my way out of them. And honestly, I want every kind of laugh. I want what's called the gay gasp, where you say something so shocking that you just hear gay guys go, oh! I want the bachelorette party that feels guilty for laughing because I said something so heinous, which is kind of like, and of course, I just want a good old-fashioned belly laugh or I'll take a giggle.
It is Kathy Griffin, and still totally on fire. My life on the PTSD list. It's coming to the Hawaii Theater on October 18th, kathygriffin.net. You can get show and ticket info. I never interviewed you before this, but I did get to meet you once. You were I was producing a show in Boston. You came as a morning show guest, and I'll never forget, you're this little tiny woman, and you were playing one of those comedy clubs that, got to be careful how I say it, had sort of like connections, Boston-style connections. And they brought this massive security guard to be with you.
That's how those guys are. They're Sopranos all the way. I'm sure they gave me a security guard that would look like a linebacker. Honey, I've been around a long time. I may have played a few clubs where you had to know a guy to know a guy if you wanted to get out of there alive.
I look forward to seeing you when you come to town. Do you have
fun?
I hope
you do. Yeah. I love it. Come say hi backstage.
I certainly will. You be safe.
Okay, honey. I hope I see you there.
High fives.
You too.